None but the hungry heart. 9:19. The Spirit's object. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. We are one spirit with the Lord Jesus by the one and only Holy Spirit. I can always know when the Holy Spirit is leading me, because he ever occupies me with the Lord Jesus. True, he may have to call attention to my own condition, but if he does, he turns me to the Lord Jesus, not merely to convict me, but to relieve me. Spiritual growth is the Holy Spirit engraving the Lord Jesus on a man's heart, putting him into his thoughts, his words, and his ways, just as the law was engraved upon stone. It is not that there is no failure. A man who is seeking to make money does not always succeed, but everybody knows what his object is. Just so, the Lord Jesus Christ is the object of the believer's life. The believer is not to clamour for the solution of perplexities or for intellectual mastery of divine mysteries. What knowledge he has in this realm is his because the Holy Spirit has declared it to him. And for the Spirit's declaration he must wait. None of us is ever beyond the work of the Spirit in us. Many think that because they have the light of a truth, they are in all the practical reality of it. No, you may know and reckon on all the Bible, but there is no growth beyond the measure of the Holy Spirit's work in you. The Holy Spirit is only truly yielded to as the cross, with its crucifixion of the flesh and the world, has become the attitude of our heart and mind. He, the Holy Spirit, shall glorify me. John 16:14.